Hello everyone, it's No Exit, No Way Out. I managed to scrape together a moment of private time, very short, and I did a one take audio. So this is another script provided by LB Writes Again. I read a few scripts and they're all just very playful, and I seem to really respond to that, and I enjoy it. So I actually just quick put this one out, and I just wanted to have something up there. It's been a while, so I will probably be doing a ramble fab sometime by the end of the week. But in the meantime, I have this little script fill for you, and I hope that you enjoy it and that it brings you some sense of pleasure. All right, have a good night, everyone. Enjoy the audio. Hey, babe, could you come into the kitchen real quick? Hey, I made cookies. Want to try some? And what do you think? I guess that means you really like them. Hey, stop eating the raw cookie dough. I went through all this effort, and you're just going to risk salmonella for some leftover dough. God, you really have no survival instincts, do you? Fine. You can have a little bit of cookie dough. I'm just going to put these cookies in that Tupperware container we never use. God, where is that thing? Thank you, darling. What? No. I meant thank you for pointing out where the container was, not for the spank. You know what? Shut up and eat your cookie dough. Yeah, sure. I bet it look amazing covered in flour, wearing this dirty apron and, oops, your sweatshirt. I had absolutely no clue it was yours. You want it back? Oh. Like, right now, huh? To me, this just sounds like a very cheap ploy to get me to take my clothes off. Oh, I'm allowed to keep the apron on, huh? How generous of you. Well, to be fair, it is your sweatshirt. So, if this is what you really want, turn around. Well, since this is not just a cheap tactic to get me to strip for you, and I can't take off your sweatshirt whilst also keeping on my apron, I'm going to take off my apron and your sweatshirt, and then put my apron back on before you're allowed to turn back around. It's only fair. Oh, where did that pretty smile and that devious look of yours go? What happened, sweetheart? Well, if nothing happens, it's time for you to turn around. And no peeking. Huh? My boobs look extra nice today. No peeking. Hi, sweetheart. Can you feel my tits pressed up against your back? And my lips on your neck? Here's your sweatshirt, handsome. Now, I'm going to read for a bit. Could you do the dishes for me? pretty, pretty please. I mean, you've already almost cleaned that entire cookie dough bowl, so. Oh my. I have to be careful. If I laugh too hard, my tits might just spill out of this tiny little apron. We wouldn't want that now, would we? Thank you, sweetheart. Oh, and when you're done with cleaning, do you want to go for a walk? Great. Hey, sweetie. Done already? I'm impressed. What do you mean? What is it with you and slapping my ass with every chance you get? Can't a girl just read in peace? Oh, lying on my stomach seemed like an invitation to you, huh? I am not going to confirm or deny anything. Yeah, that's fair. I do have a fabulous ass, you're right. I can't exactly blame you. Darling, you're going to distract me from my book. Stop rubbing and squeezing my ass. I didn't moan. And you're supposed to. Oh, God. Get ready for our little walk, remember? I was going to get ready after I finished this... chapter. Oh, Christ. Oh. Baby. Putting your finger into my pussy is not how you get ready. Well, I mean, it's how you get me ready, but not for a walk. Oh, God. Yeah. Oh, fine, you win. I'm putting down the book. Happy? You have my undivided attention. Oh, God, that's good. Yeah, fucking get over here and kiss me. I love you. God, I love you. 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 So much. Take your pants off. Ah, oh, fuck taking a walk. I need you inside me. And darling, I'm really fertile right now. So no condom, okay? I want you to breed me so bad. Why do you look so surprised? I've been talking about getting fucked full of cum by you all week. You're so clueless, my love. I still adore you, though. Enough to be bred by you, at least. And I know you want it. Yeah, I know you want it. I've seen all those impreg tags and the audios you've been listening to. You aren't fooling anyone, handsome. Oh, fuck yeah. Oh, yeah. That's the stuff. Oh, God. You always feel so amazing. Oh, fuck yeah. I really needed this. Oh, you're so good and perfect. You know that. Oh, I just want this. This and only this. Every fucking day with you. Spraying load after load of hot sticky cum into my little womb. Stuffing me to the brim with that amazing cum of yours. Yeah. Oh, yeah. My body's all yours, darling. And you're all mine. Give me a hickey, darling. Yeah, I know it's silly. Now do it, dummy. Yeah, mark me. Mark your little breed slut. Oh, oh my god, yeah. I want to get pregnant for you, baby. I want you to make me a fucking mummy. God, I want it so bad. I want every single drop of your cum to spurt deep into my fertile fucking womb. I want you to drown my fucking pussy in your cum and claim me forever. Because I'm yours. I'm all fucking yours. So come for me. Come with me. Dear God. Make a mommy. Make a mommy, please. I want to be bred by you so fucking bad. Oh shit. I'm actually really close. This fucking breeding talk just gets to me. My body fucking knows I need to be bred right fucking now. My body knows I'm fucking made to be bred by you, so please. Please, please, please. Impregnate me. Knock me up. Come inside me. Come on. Come inside, you little breed slut. Oh, God. Throbbing. Fuck. I love it when you moan like this. Get it all out. Every last fucking drop needs to go inside my meaty fucking pussy. Oh, God, yeah. I needed that. Once again. Fuck taking a walk. I just want to cuddle up to you. And maybe, very, very innocently, rub all of this delicious cum back into my pussy when it leaks out. Oh, nah. No peeking. Just enjoy the feeling of my tits pressed against your back. And the occasional moan in your ear. And you can just fall asleep in my arms like this. Oh, it's going to be difficult to sleep with me moaning in your ears. Maybe you're just going to have to breed me again. Just to shut me up. And again. And again. Until I don't even have the energy to moan. Until my pussy is so fucking filled to the brim. I couldn't possibly keep it all inside of me. Oh, Christ. It's really up to you, sweetheart.